by Rachel Harrison. Performed by Grace Andrews, Steve Conlin, Matthew Hunt, Jonathan Keeble, Carla Mendonca, Colleen Prendergast, David Seddon, and David Sibley. Part 2, Memories.
How much longer, Suma?
The world is poorly made, Captain. I will be through it in moments, and then we can proceed into the station.
And then what, Captain?
Halitz's face is impassive, but Ark can see his unease in how pale his knuckles are as he keeps his las pistol trained on the corridor.
We find the station's communications array. A shuttle. Something. Anything.
Unless whoever sabotaged the umbilical has done the same to all of those things too.
Ark has thought about that too. But like Halitz, she can't wear her unease openly. Not in front of her crew. If you show doubt, you will be doubted in turn. And that always leads to blood. Just as it did with Inali.
And what about the Navigator?
Dovar is sitting down with his back against the wall, wringing his thin, pale hands.
What about him?
This is his damned fault, Captain. He brought us here. Varro and the rest of the crew are dead because of him.
And my ship. I know. But we cannot leave the system without him.
And once we do?
I will deal with him.
The cut is made, Captain.
Beyond the doorway it is dark. The air from inside smells poor and is so cold that it stings Ark's eyes. Halitz moves up to the door and sweeps the stablight mounted on his las pistol around the entrance. When it glances from the floor, Ark can see that the words on the door aren't the only thing painted in red. Long streaks of it disappear off into the darkness.
We go in then, Captain.
We go in.
Halitz can tell when they are nearing the dead by the smell. As he steps from the corridor onto Refuge Station's bridge, the smell grows to fill the space. It feels like it's filling him up too, lungs and throat and head. It'd be worse were it not so cold. It was the same back on Verdia Prime in those caves. Truth be told, it was rare anything got chance to rot there. It usually got eaten first. It's dark on the bridge, which means the void shutters must be down. Halitz plays the stablight around until it picks out a body. There's not much left of it, save broken bones and meat. The damage looks too ragged to have been done with knives. Halitz sweeps the beam further and catches a pair of death-fogged eyes, like bits of dirty glass.
Looks like we found the crew! What's left of them anyway? God, Emperor!
What happened here?
Halitz tries not to think about the last time he saw marks like these. About men and women screaming, about acid burns and rending claws. Black eyes like low-hive sump pits.
Something bad.
As Halitz steps further into the chamber, a handful of the overhead lumens flicker and come to life, casting yellow artificial light around the vaulted space and revealing the tiered levels of the bridge, lined with consoles and cogitators, and with dozens of bodies.
Oh, shit!
Oh, no. No!
So many! There's so many dead!
I would estimate 40 individuals. It is difficult to determine the true number due to the degree of initial destruction and subsequent degradation.
What could do something like this?
Something very, very bad. We should get out of here.
And go where? We're stuck here.
We really are.
Suma, check the consoles. There must be something on this damned heap that works. Halitz and Dovar, help me search the dead.
You cannot be serious.
Do you want to go unarmed, Navigator? After seeing this?
No, no, I do not.
Systems are under lockdown, Captain.
So break it.
I found a stab light on this one.
Halitz approaches the body closest to him. It feels like those fogged eyes are watching him. Like all of the dead are watching him. He looks at the marks, the mess, too ragged to have been done with knives. Like on Verdia Prime. He doesn't know why he didn't see it before. On this body, and the one beside it. Fatigues. They're all wearing fatigues. Olive and umber and trimmed in black, just like his own, save for the single word stitched crudely onto the breast pocket. Valgast. Hallett frowns. He has no idea what it means. He crouches down beside one of the bodies to take a closer look. This one was a lieutenant before he was made into a mess, and the dog tags around his neck are stamped with a name that sends Hallett's blood cold.
Kazal, you are dead.
And whose fault is that, Sergeant?
Not mine. It was those things. There were so many.
You thought you could leave us behind.
No! No, I didn't.
You abandoned us. Left us to be consumed by those things. But now, you will be consumed. Just as we were. Flesh and bones and marrow and soul.
Hallett! What the hell are you doing?
Hallett blinks and looks again at the body at his feet. The one he just fired on. He sees that it is wearing coveralls, not fatigues, and that there are no dog tags. It isn't Kazal. Of course it isn't. He left Kazal looking up at the roof of the cave with his death-fogged eyes back on Verdia Prime.
Guy saw something. Heard something.
What?
Guy! No! Please! Don't hurt me!
Hallett snaps around to see the navigator on his knees with his hands held up in surrender to the wild-eyed woman pointing a stubbed revolver at his face.
Whoa, easy there. You pull that trigger and I'll do the same. I bet you anything I'm quicker.
Drop your weapons. I'll kill him, I swear it. I'll kill the lot of you.
You. It was your voice over the Vox. You promised us safe harbor and then you blew my ship to hell.
The ship? It's gone.
Don't play the fool with me. You're the only person on board this ancient wreck. It had to be you.
No. It can't be gone. Damn it.
Oh, please. You think that performance will save you? You killed my ship. Hallett, shoot her.
No, I swear. I did nothing to your ship. I called you here. That part is true. I had no other choice. Why, in Terra's name, would I destroy the only chance I had to escape?
It does seem illogical.
Shut up, Suma. Tell me then, if you didn't kill my fine lady, who did?
The woman glances at the dead. Her eyes are pale blue, like glitter crystal, and surrounded by streaks and spatters of old blood.
Your crew. The same way my crew killed each other. Tried to kill me.
Varro did indicate he was in the engine room in the moments before the explosion.
I thought I told you to shut up.
That would explain why he chose to self-terminate.
I won't say it again, Suma.
Understood.
The same thing happened to my crew. They turned on one another like animals.
Why? What could make them do that?
Ark knows it must sound like madness to Hallett. Life in the Guard promotes loyalty, solidarity, honor. Not so life at sea. Out in the void, you have to put yourself first, no matter how bloody that gets your hands.
People turn on one another for all kinds of reasons.
Then you believe me?
Ark lowers her saber. It has never felt quite right in her hand, that sword. The grip is too large and the blade too long. But then, it wasn't made for her.
I believe we are all looking for the same thing.
And what's that?
A way out.
Look around you. If your ship's as gone as you say it is, then there's only one way out, and that's death.
Oh, God, Emperor!
There's a flicker in the woman's face at those words. Her blue eyes go wide.
God Emperor? You said God Emperor?
Of course. We are all faithful souls here. Isn't that right, Halitz?
That's right.
I think you must be one too. To have survived in a place like this, you must have light on your side.
Yes, I think I do.
My name is Karina Ark. What's yours?
Kosh. My name is Farah Kosh. I worked in maintenance. Before.
How about I make you a deal, Farah Kosh? Give me that pistol, and I'll let you come with us. We can find a way out together. Nobody has to die.
Ark has heard those same words once before. Nobody has to die. She hopes that this time they will prove to be true.
The way out. Together.
That's right. Just give me the pistol.
All right, we have a deal. Here, take it.
Good call.
I'm sorry for what I did. It's this place. What happened here? Here, sir, let me help you to your feet.
I do not need your help, and my title is not Sir. My name is Aradash Rodovar, Tide Tamer and Heir Apparent to the Great House Dovar.
You're a navigator.
More like a liability. He's the one who led us here in the first place.
I told you before, and I will keep telling you. I followed the light.
Shut up, the pair of you, for throne's sake. Kosh, don't bow and scrape to the navigator. His ego is vast enough as it is.
Loni Suma, engine seer with third tier seniority clearance. That is my name and role, as we seem to be exchanging data. I do not see the reason for laughter.
Of course you don't.
I think that will do for introductions. I, for one, have had it with the stink of this place. Kosh, Refuge must have a communications array.
It does, but there's no way it can broadcast beyond the nebula. The signal isn't strong enough.
I'm sure Suma can do something about that. What do you think, Engine Seer?
Highly probable, if I can access the array directly.
I can take you there. It's in the station's upper levels.
Then let's make good on our deal and find our way out. Together.
Aye, together.
You know this place inside and out, huh?
Kosh looks back at him. She is standing at the foot of the ladder that leads up to the seventh level. Ark and Dovar are already climbing up. Puddles of runoff lap and stir on the deck, soaking into Halitz's boots. Water drips down all around Kosh too, painting clean lines through the blood on her face.
You get to know a place pretty well when you spend all your time fixing it. Get to know the people pretty well too. Or at least you think you do.
You're the last, with everyone on board.
Yes, the last one.
It must have caused you significant distress to see those people you had come to know murder one another.
Throne Suma.
Significant distress? Yeah, I'd say it caused me significant bloody distress.
And the turning itself, how did it happen? Did it seem to spread from individual to individual? Would you cite significant behavioural changes?
That's enough, Suma.
No, if she wants to know what I saw, then I'll tell her. I saw my shift leader bludgeon her lover to death with a panel hammer. I saw the communications officer use a surgical blade to deafen himself. I tried to take it from him, and he just pushed it further until he was dead as well as deaf. They opened the void locks in the lower decks and blew a whole shift out into the cold. Then on the bridge... You saw what they did to one another on the bridge.
Halitz tries not to think about it. About wounds too ragged to have been made with knives. About Karzal's voice echoing in his head.
Flesh and bones and soul.
Halitz shakes his head to try and clear it. And the world turns around him. He has to put his hand on the wall to stay upright. It is cold and slick to the touch.
Whoa, there, you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Physiological indicators would suggest otherwise.
What?
Your nose is bleeding.
Hallett puts his hand to his face, and his fingers come away bloody. It looks black in the dim light. Black like sump pits.
It's nothing.
Hallett! Suma! What's the holdup?
Nothing, Captain! We're coming up now!
He waves at Kosh to climb the ladder first, partly because the captain said to watch her, and partly because his legs still feel like they might give out. She frowns at him, but she doesn't argue. Suma steps up after her and puts one chromed hand on the ladder rail.
She did not answer my questions.
I wonder why. I've told you before, you pry too far. Some questions aren't meant to be asked or answered.
Suma is quiet for a second, and Hallett could swear he can hear cogs turning in her head.
Illogical, Daryl Hallett.
She turns away and starts to climb the ladder after Kosh and the rest.
Questions exist to be answered. Machine God's grace, such a sight.
Refuge Station's communications array is a vast iron pillar many times Lonely Suma's height. Thick, plastic-coated cables coil around it, spaced evenly. Set into the base of the array is a cogitator bank with an illuminated display. The green light plays over Suma's silver hand as she places it against the pillar. She registers micro-tremors and smiles.
The array is functional. It sings.
Can you boost the signal? Get a broadcast out beyond the nebula.
I cannot offer a definitive without connecting to the system.
Do it.
I can monitor the signal strength from the cogitator bank.
Suma nods. Her data tethers unspool from the rig built into her spine. They coil down and around her arms and out of her sleeves before locking into the terminal access ports. In the moment of connection, Suma feels the cold weight of Refuge Station press against her mind. She starts to hum as her vision distorts.
Connection established.
I'm ready.
Go carefully, Suma.
Suma can hear the captain's words, but she cannot see her. She cannot see any of them now. She sees what Refuge sees through a multitude of picked captors and vid feed logs. She feels what it feels. The cold void against her skin, and ache and thrum in her bones. The nebula cloud wreathes her, and Suma's throat grows tight. She tastes iron. Her chest aches. Refuge is in pain.
Performing system analysis. Docking berths Alpha and Beta showing critical failures. Lockdown procedures are in effect. Decks 20 through 25 are under void seal protocol due to hull breaches and fire containment. Gravity and atmospheric control has failed on level 27. Core temperature below freezing. Redirecting power from non-critical systems to boost communications range. Deactivating non-essential lighting on all decks.
Throne, it's dark. You and I think of non-essential very differently, Suma.
Enhancing communication signal strength.
Signal boost is at 10%.
While power drains from across Refuge Station, Suma divides her attention and looks back at the core. The ache in her chest becomes more acute.
Core temperature below freezing. Core temperature reading is an impossibility. Ambient temperature must be at least 40 degrees centigrade while the main reactor functions.
Signal boost 20% complete.
Noting breach in operational protocols. All bulkhead doors in the vicinity of the core are locked open. Illogical.
Don't worry about the damned bulkhead, Suma. Just focus.
But Suma is focused. She switches through the vid feeds at the station's core. The lenses of the captors are frost-fouled, and mist crawls along the bottom of the frame. Every light down there should be off, but nonetheless, there remains enough to see by.
Illogical.
Captain, something's wrong. She's bleeding. She's bleeding a lot. Should I pull the plug?
No, no, please. I am close.
Signal boost 40% complete.
Work quickly, Suma. 30 seconds and I'm disconnecting you. Do you hear me?
Acknowledge.
The vid feed switches again to show Suma the core. At first, all she can see is the mist wreathing the captor's lens, like the nebula cloud wreathes the station.
What do you seek, Lone Suma?
Signal boost at 55.
A shape resolves from the mist. Or it is the mist. Suma cannot be certain, which frightens her. She tries to pull away. Suma is aware that her heart has become arrhythmic, and that her organic components are experiencing trauma as a result of the connection. She is aware that she is frightened. Despite all of that, she knows what choice she will make. All questions exist to be answered.
I want to know!
Look at the state of a captain. Let me pull the plug!
70%! Wait! Halitz, just wait!
Suma registers their voices. In Halitz, she detects concern, panic. It provokes further uncertainty, because she has never once heard Halitz panic. But it does not alter her choice.
Tell me!
And the mist resolves into something all-encompassing, something whole and terrible, something that Suma knows she should not try to understand, that to understand it is to embrace destruction. But she chooses it nonetheless. And understanding makes Suma's eyelids craze with static. Key components short and burn out, both metal and flesh, microreceptors and nerve endings. The glossaic of the lens cracks along its length, splintering her vision. Suma's jaws crush together and her limbs seize.
Illogical! Impossible!
Blood fills Suma's mouth and trickles from her ears. Pain runs from the base of her skull all the way down her spine. Though she should be blind, Suma sees fragments of vidfeed footage of the crew of Refuge Station murdering one another, of the truth of the core, laughing.
Cut her data tethers! Do it now! Suma, can you hear me?
Hear, yes, cannot see, but can hear.
Saints Grace.
She can detect emotional distress in their voices, but Suma does not know why. Because she is focusing on the answer. And the answer is all that matters.
The core! He is waiting at the core!
What? Who is waiting?
Impossible! It is impossible!
Suma, please! Who is at the core?
He is trapped! Free him and you will find it! He will show you!
Find what? What will he show us?
The way out!
Dovar looks down at Suma's body and the blood that has pooled around her on the deck. Red, like her eye lens was before it went dark. Everything is dark now, with no power going to the lumens. Dovar is grateful, because it allows him to see the true light more clearly. He looks at it now, painting a glittering, faceted pathway out of the chamber. None of the others notice it, but that is to be expected. They are not tide tamers like he is. They do not see as he does.
We should go to the core.
Halitz straightens up from crouching beside Suma's body. Her blood has painted dark circles on the knees of the security officer's fatigues, and his hands are black with it.
She said there was someone trapped down there.
I heard what she said.
Kosh! You told me you were alone here.
Mind explaining what the hell is going on?
I thought I was alone. Just me and Refuge.
We have to go. We have to help them, whoever they are.
Since when do you care about anyone other than yourself?
Since when do soldiers leave others to die?
Alex grabs hold of the front of his robe, and Bovar feels his feet nearly come clear from the deck.
You say that again, you warm-blooded bastard!
Take your hands off me!
For throne's sake, Halitz! Let him go!
Dovar cannot help but smile. The security officer is no better than a hound, trained to obey.
We do what Suma said. We go to the core.
You cannot be serious, Captain. Suma died, boosting the array. We should send a distress signal and hold up here until someone answers it.
We can't send a distress signal, not yet.
Kosh is still standing by the array. She taps her fingers against the display.
We still need more power. Without Suma, the only way to redirect more power is to engage the manual overrides.
Let me guess. They're down by the core.
That's right.
Great.
And if whoever is down there can show us a way out, we might not even need the array. We go, and that's that. Unless you have anything else to say?
No, sir.
Good.
A wise choice, Captain.
Don't give me that sycophantic rubbish, Dovar. Kosh, what is the quickest way to the core from here?
The only route that's still intact is through the engineering levels.
Dovar nods, though he does not need Kosh's answer. He puts his feet on the glittering path that only he can see and takes his first steps. Dovar smiles because he was right. This is meant to be. His destiny awaits.
Refuge awaits.